Well, now we're a little further up the road. The trail is appropriately named Piney Fork Trail. The sign might seem a little confusing as you read your way through this thing, but I'll tell you, back in the days before humans, white Europeans that is, got to this place, out just beyond us into the woods a little bit, were great big stands of Atlantic white cedar. They live in a swamp. The swamp is just out ahead of you. Oh, it can't be more than 50 yards. The ground falls off and becomes thick and muddy and swampy. That forest was originally full of Atlantic white cedar. During the 15 and 1600s, about and around Milton and in this part of the world, we harvested Atlantic white cedar for shipbuilding. Almost all of the Atlantic white cedar in and around Milton vanished at that time. The swamp out in front of us still does have some remnant Atlantic white cedar. They are great big giant trees. And way, way up in the treetops, there's a little tiny butterfly that lives up there, known as Hessel's hairstreak. It is globally imperiled. Were it not for the Nature Conservancy on the ground here at Ponders, these remaining Atlantic white cedars most likely would have been harvested by either the lumber company or converted into sort of stream-side little paradises for residential development. So thanks to our action, not only do these great big Atlantic white cedars still exist down here, but Hessel's hairstreak still has a place to make its living. You might take a walk a little further out in front of you and investigate some of this swampland, but should you choose to do so, I'll ask you to not walk into the swamps itself. There are an awful lot of very fragile plants down there, and the reason the trails don't go there is to keep fragile habitat from being highly impacted by visitors. So have a look around briefly, but please tiptoe. Thanks.